So I got a few things to talk about. I don't know if I'll hit them all, but I think I'm going to do a 7-day experiment. L-O-G, log my thoughts every morning or every night for the next day. That's probably what I'll do. I'll probably keep a log of my plan for the next day and see how it works out, you know. I've come to the conclusion that just like you do blueprints to build a building, you can do that on your daily routine, daily basis, blueprints. So, long story short, this is all a script. And you know it's a script because if I was to take this stoplight down off the pole here, or off the wires hanging out in the middle of the road, if I took the stoplight down and put it over here in the woods, it wouldn't make sense. It would be out of context. And the word context or contextual goes back to a writing or a discourse. And so if you're in a storyline, a discourse, a writing, and think about how a lot of the books that people write end up turning into a movie, you know. And so if you're in a discourse or a writing, to understand words and language and purpose and meaning, it has to be in context. It has to be contextual. So the context is where it's at. So everything is contextual. Everything is in context. There has to be a storyline to be able to understand anything. So that brings me to my next thing, is about how everything's happening now. Genesis 3, Genesis 1, Revelation, all the stories, Genesis 4, Cain and Abel, Genesis 3, Adam and Eve, all the stories are happening now. They just haven't culminated completely. See, it's all about a revelation of Jesus to the whole world. And so it's happening now. It's being revealed, but just hasn't culminated yet. And it's going to keep going. It's going to keep... Why do you think there's such a thing as Christ consciousness? Why do you think there's a lot of people talking about Jesus? It's all being revealed. They might not be saved, but they know about Jesus. Christ consciousness. Notice how the Catholic Church, who never talked about born again, they talk about Christ. Notice how all the cults and the isms, and notice about these people say they're the second coming of Jesus. Everybody's talking about Jesus, even though they're not saved. Even when they use it as a cuss, they use God's name as a curse word. They'll use God's name and Jesus' name as a curse word. So the whole world knows about Jesus. And it's being revealed who he is and what he's done and how he's all created it. He spoke it all into existence. Everything's held together by him. God, through Jesus, made all things. So all creation is because of Jesus. Jesus, the image of the Godhead bodily. So God is invisible, but Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. So what you see in God, you see in Jesus. What you hear from God, you hear from Jesus. Everything he spoke, it lined up with what God told him to say. The storyline. God wrote a story, his words forever settled in heaven, and it played out down here. And it's still playing out. And so you see the flesh versus the spirit in all things. You see it playing out all the time. Notice if you start to walk in the spirit, love and truth, the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Wile E. Coyote shows up. When you start to walk in the spirit or get in the flow, Wile E. Coyote shows up, tries to slow down your flow, right? The yin and the yang, the matrix, the flesh versus the spirit. And so as that spirit flow kicks in, you know that Wile E. Coyote's right around the corner, trying to scheme, trying to knock you down, trying to plan something. They're always there. Why? Because when you walk in the spirit, you're revealing Jesus. And they don't like that. You might not know you're revealing Jesus, but that's what you're really doing, because it's not you, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now to the next topic, the seven churches mentioned in Revelation. A lot of theologians debate that. Was it the past? Is it ongoing? Is it a future event? Is it just different ages? Well, it can be all the above. It's happening all the time. It's a progression. It's happening now. There's people in, you know, Church of Laodicea, Church of Philadelphia, Church of whatever. They're all happening now in different people or different communities or different local churches. Which brings me to my next topic, fractals. So all those churches can be happening all over the place, all over the world, happening all the time. And so if the Bible's true for your life today, is true for your life for yesterday and the next day, tomorrow. Is the Bible true tomorrow? Yeah. Is it true today? Yeah. Was it true yesterday? Yeah. Will it be true 10 years? Yeah. It's true all the time. That means it's a fractal. That means time doesn't exist. The Bible's outside of time. And if the Bible's outside of time, everything's outside of time. So what is time? Time is just a flesh mind perception to birth the flesh mind to its next state. Time is a birthing cycle to birth you to your next state. You don't think the same today as you did when you were a teenager. You don't think the same today as you were when you were a child. But you're still the same person. Not really, but if you want to look at it from a 3D, people still call you the same name, unless you change their name. But you're still that same individual, DNA, blood, all that. But you're changed from state to state as you go through the cycles of time. And so, brings me to my next topic. So everything's a cycle. Everything's a fractal. Everything's a hologram. Everything's an appearance. Your thoughts, as above, so below, as within, so without. Your thoughts write the storyline down here, inside the storyline of Christ. We know the ultimate storyline in your life is walking in the Spirit. No matter how much money you make, where you live, what you do, millionaire, movie star, whatever you want to call yourself, whatever you think you are, it's all about walking in the Spirit. Are you walking in the Spirit? Are you content? Are you relaxed? Are you really? Is it a spirit walk or is it a flesh walk? The natural mind receives not the things of the spiritual. The natural mind cannot hear you if you're saved and you're talking Bible truth. If you have renewed your mind, which I hope you have, the The world can't hear you. If you renewed your mind, the world can't hear you. Archetypes. God is love. Archetype. God is truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Archetype. Life and death and the power of the tongue. Words are powerful. Words created this reality. Flesh versus spirit. Archetype. Psycho birthing everywhere. Archetype. Red versus blue. Archetype. Black, white, and red. Archetype. Because it's the cross. The blood of his cross is an archetype. You're in a video game, but you're also in a storyline, a book. You're in a pop-up book. Whatever you can think, you're in it. Whatever you're doing, you're in it. Washing machine. You wash clothes because you're being washed. You play a tennis game because there's a game for your soul. Or other people's souls.